Tito, it's our time to be landowners. No more excuses.
Yes, but what about land issues and fight and...
This one is litigation-free. Plus, you get a free architectural plan and bill of quantities to build.
Really? Where?
Devtrako Woodlands. It's a serene master plan gated city in Dawinya.
Yes, but will it be convenient for my family?
It's got everything. Fitness centers, swimming pools, parks, clubhouses, play areas, and it's just 15 minutes drive from the beach.
Yes, but...
Yato, what excuse again?
Oh, no more excuses. I just want to know how to get one.
Now we are talking.
Buy a litigation-free land today at Devtrako Woodlands. Visit our website at woodlands.devtrakogroup.com or call us on 0208-732-302.
No tienes que esperar a que te paguen para finalmente invitar a tus papás a comer. Solo te tiene que salir una oferta de sus favoritos en el McDonald's app. Ahorra con el app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. En McDonald's participantes.
Of Ghana, I pledge that my team and I will continue to conduct our activities in a way and manner that will ensure peace before, during, and long after the 2024 election.
Electoral Commissioner Jane Adukwe Mensah pledges to declare results that reflect the true mandate of voters as she calls on the 12 presidential candidates to accept the outcome of the December polls.
The results we will declare will reflect the will of the citizens as expressed at the polls. We therefore entreat our distinguished presidential candidates to accept the outcomes of the elections. That is the will of the people, which we will declare.
Details as the two major candidates, John Dramani Mahama and Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, pledge to uphold the peace of Ghana in the December polls.
The day the power of love overrules the love for power, the world will know peace. I stand for peace and development. Peace is possible.
Let us all pledge to promote peace during these elections. We owe it to ourselves, to our children and future generations to preserve the peace and stability that our dear country Ghana has enjoyed for so long.
We get into details of these and more concerning the peace pact after days of controversy whether or not the opposition NDC will be part today. They have joined. This is Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel, connecting energies and holding set size spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. And tonight, after days of doubt about the participation of the presidential candidate of the NDC and the party in the signing of a peace pact, all presidential candidates have signed on to the peace pact, with the chairperson of the Electoral Commission, Jane Adukwe Mensah, pledging to declare electoral results that reflect the true mandate of the Ghanaian people. Now, this is the fourth peace pact ahead of major elections in Ghana. And the National Peace Council has committed all 12 presidential candidates contesting this year's election to signing a peace pact to ensure all parties agree to use peaceful means to resolve any electoral dispute before, during, and after the general election on December 7. Now, the road to the peace pact has not been without difficulties, as the opposition party, the National Democratic Congress, tabled some demands with the Peace Council, you know, trying its best to resolve. Now, in her address and pledge for peace, the EC chair, Jane Mensah, says the commission will work to ensure the final results of this election with all the eyes on the ball reflect the true mandate of the people. Listen.
Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, our application of the three ingredients in all our operations has contributed significantly to reducing the tensions and building confidence around the Electoral Commission's processes. As a commission, I assure you that we'll continue to apply these ingredients of transparency, responsiveness, and inclusiveness in all our activities through to the election day and beyond. On behalf of the Electoral Commission of Ghana, I pledge that my team and I will continue to conduct our activities in a way and manner that will ensure peace before, during, and long after the 2024 election. The processes we will employ on election day and in the day's aftermath are robust, transparent, and inclusive. The results we will declare will reflect the will of the citizens as expressed at the polls. It is a well-known fact that elections are won or lost at the polling stations. It is at the polling stations that voters vote. It is at the polling stations that the votes are counted. It is at the polling stations that the results are documented on the pink sheets and signed by all the agents of the presidential candidates. And it is at the polling stations that the outcomes of the presidential election are announced. These are the results that will be collated at the constituency, regional and national collation centers. And it will be in the full view of the agents of the political parties who will go on to sign the various results declaration sheets. Indeed, these are the results that we are the Electoral Commission and no other results. We therefore entreat our distinguished presidential candidates to accept the outcomes of the elections. That is the will of the people, which we will declare. At the end of the day, when the results are declared by the Electoral Commission of Ghana, Ghana should remain standing as a beacon of democracy in Africa. We each have a role to play to ensure this happens. God being our helper, we at the Electoral Commission of Ghana will do everything in our power to abide by the oath that we made to God and to the people of Ghana when we were sworn into office in 2018. May God bless his beloved nation, Ghana, and make her great and strong.
And after she spoke, all the presidential candidates also spoke, including also the Inspector General of Police, Dr. George Ekufo-Dampare, pledging support to the peace of this country. My colleague, Blessed Soga, was at this event throughout, and he joins me on the telephone line now. Blessed, grateful for joining here. What more can you report on? You were there. You saw it. What more can you tell us?
Well, Grace, if you can hear me, the national anthem has just been played, signaling the end officially of the program here at the Kempinski Gold Coast Hotel. That's simply marking the end of the exercise today. But it's been a very long day where, of course, a number of activities have happened. Let's try and get to hear from the chairperson of the Electoral Commission who is here with us. Madam Chairperson, good evening to you. You're live on Join News. Thank you so much for talking to us. We are seeking to get more people to come out and vote. What is your message to the eligible Ghanaians who will be participating in the exercise in the next 9 days?
My message is that you come out to
vote. We're hoping that it will be a peaceful exercise and you have added your call for peace. We know that the political parties also have a role to play. What are you sending out to them in terms of helping the exercise and making it a success?
At the heart of my commission, we commit to carrying out transparent, robust electoral programs and election competition day. And as indicated during my presentation, we would announce the will of the people that is expressed at the polls. It's the will of the people that is expressed at the polls that will be announced. And we are treating all the presidential candidates by accepting the outcomes of the election.
We're just 9 days away. Are we ready?
We are. Yeah, I think we're already on our material field and training has taken place. It comes to an end tomorrow. But in all our materials, we have a good supply of equipment. Officers are well. We're ready.
Okay. Thank you so much. And that's the chairperson of the Electoral Commission, Madam Jean Mensah, just speaking a while ago and reiterating that indeed the process has started. In just a period of 9 days, we will indeed be heading in for that election. But this is where all of the action is happening, where we have seen tonight all the presidential candidates going into the election coming here to commit to peace before, during, and after the elections. And as we heard from the chairperson of the Electoral Commission, that process is set to happen, and she's promising that it will be peaceful and will reflect the will and the outcome. So I want you to take a look at what's happening, because some more of the candidates are filing through. and we'll try as much as possible to engage them. Let's speak to Dr. Hassana Yariga, who's also here. Dr. Yariga, thank you for talking to us. Quite a spirited message there to the people of Ghana on the issue of peace. What more do you have to add to this?
I had a lot to say, but because we're given 2-3 minutes, I couldn't say much. But then, you see, the country is tense by political communicators, the way they communicate, party leaders, the way they communicate. People will come here and sign the peace pact. But whether in their mind, their heart, they are really for it, it's a different thing. What kind of mindset do we have when it comes to peace? What kind of attitude do we have when it comes to peace? Are we really for peace? Or are we coming here to sign a peace pact and then live here and incite our members not to accept the results of the election? These are some of the things that we need to look at. Signing a peace pact is nothing when you don't demonstrate it with your attitude, when you don't demonstrate it with your mindset, the leadership skills. Okay, we only have one Ghana, give or take. No matter what we do, we have one country to save. And elections are held every 4 years. Why in a rush? Why do you think it's a do or die? At the end of the day, one party is going to win. Whether your party or another body's party is one. Even if we have 100 candidates, one. Okay. So why do you want to kill yourself? Why do you think you must be the only one? So I believe that when we ignore certain problems that are facing our nation, like war in Boko for the past 3 years, and government cannot resolve it, how then do you expect other people to elect? Are we sure that the people of Boko will be voting on the 7th of December? Are we sure there will be guarantee in that community for electors to come out and vote? Are you sure there will be a guarantee for the electoral commission to go and supervise the election? These are questions we need to ask. Because the banks are running out of the place,
right.
The institutions, the business community, everybody's running out of that place. And we have put blind eyes at government,
right.
As citizens. And then we come and organize big forums like right. This to talk about peace before. Meanwhile, we have ignored.
Okay.
In part of the community.
Exactly. Dr. Yariga, it's a long night, but grateful that you turned up today to commit to peace. And of course, very briefly, we are live at the Kempinski Gold Coast Hotel, where all the 12 presidential candidates have just passed through. We heard exclusively from the chairperson of the Electoral Commission, Madam Jean Messer, who's also told us that the EC is ready. That indication to us that, of course, we are ready. We're just about 9 days to the exercise. This is where all of the events happen. And, of course, we need to get close, engage some more persons who are stakeholders who are part of the exercise and making it happen. We'll also get to speak to some of the regional leaders who were part of the exercise today. I want us to hear from Sheikh Nurusha, who speaks for the National Chief Imam, who was also here today. Sorry for interrupting, but you're live on Join News. We just wanted to briefly find out from you the presence of the Chief Imam today.
Chief Imam is a huge personality in the country, and everybody knows him as the pillar of the peace of our country. So it was really significant for its symbolic purpose that he himself comes to see what exactly is happening. We briefed him and told him, old man, you are 105 years. This is the country you want to live as safe and peaceful, harmonious and cohesive. You are going to sign this pact, and you must come to see. And he readily decided to come. But for the time, he also wanted even to give some advice here and there. So we are happy he came, and we're happy all the other presidential candidates, show their commitment. They could have decided to abandon this thing. But all of them decided to come. There's something deep about it.
And we just saw that the new president is around.
Yeah. You know, so I think that Ghana has won the battle. We've gone shown commitment. We know peace is an all-time need of our country. We cannot compromise it. There's no alternative to peace.
Mm-hmm.
There has never been bad peace, but always there also has not been good war. good violence. Yeah, and so this kind of commitment for me is something I cherish, and I really commend all those of us who have contributed in one way or the other to make it a success. Right.
And indeed, we are grateful, Sheikh, as always, for talking to us. But of course, Grace, just as you can see, the commitment is clear that we need peace before, during, and after the 2024 general elections. And we wait to see in just a period of 9 days if Ghanaians will live to that promise. Reporting from Kempinski Gold Coast Hotel. Over to you.
But Blessed, we saw all the presidential candidates there. What did the vice president, who is the flag bearer of the MPP, say?
So let's talk about the vice president, because for him, he believes that in the pursuit of power, one should not relegate the issue of peace to the background. For him, it's not about desperation for power, but also to ensure that this country develops after the elections. We can take a listen to it.
That we will come out of this election stronger as a nation. We are hopeful all sides will take some positive steps to preserve the unity, peace, and stability of this country. We owe our people, particularly the teeming youth, that duty of care. Only in this way would our resolve to create better and enduring opportunities for this future and generations, for the future generations, be guaranteed. The eyes of the world are on Ghana. The world is watching, hoping Ghana will rise again to the occasion. Stand tall and shine bright as the star of Africa. I am full of hope that all of us leaders and our followers will live up to the peace pact we are going to sign today. And I encourage the security services.
Accra, a thriving West African city, embodies the pulse of Ghanaian hospitality and culture, creating unforgettable experiences that captivate the hearts of many. Hosting over 100 international conferences and events annually, the city attracts millions of business travelers and tourists, generating significant demand for hotel rooms. This surge in demand presents a unique opportunity for investors to tap into the hospitality market, and DevTraco Plus is at the forefront of this opportunity. Introducing Hotel at the Address, the third and final tower of the Address, offering a range of luxurious units with impeccable finishing and top-of-the-line amenities. Managed by international hotel operators, this investment promises exceptional guest experiences, high occupancy rates, outstanding returns for investors, and long-term value appreciation. Own a hotel room at the Address, diversify your investment, and benefit from a shared income system whilst increasing potential returns.
No tienes que esperar a que te paguen para finalmente invitar a tus papás a comer. Solo te tiene que salir una oferta de sus favoritos en el McDonald's app. Ahorra con el app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. En McDonald's participantes.
Who are doing an excellent job, and the media and all stakeholders, to do all they can to ensure and preserve the peace. I would like to end by emphasizing that the only reason we seek power is to use it to deliver prosperity to the people of this country. I therefore wholeheartedly pledge my commitment to working within the rules and to collaborate with all to ensure a peaceful election. I extend love to all my opponents and invite them to let us collectively show love to the people of Ghana by embracing civil and peaceful approaches during every phase of the electioneering process. Finally, I would like to share this quote from Mahatma Gandhi, and I quote, "The day the power of love overrules the love for power, the world will know peace. I stand for peace and development. Peace is possible.
So that's the presidential candidate of the MPP, Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia, there. Now, the National Democratic Congress's John Dramani Mahama has also pledged to peace as he calls on the Peace Council to take steps to address concerns the NDC has raised prior to this particular signing.
It is all well and good for us to commit to peace and recite beautiful platitudes. All the efforts at building peace before, during, and after the 2024 elections would come to naught or be undermined if there's mistrust and insincerity. Mistrust is built through a mismatch between words and gaslighting on the part of those in authority. There is reason to be concerned that the signing of this pact, though well-intentioned, could amount to nothing if it is not followed by concrete actions to guarantee the peace by the stakeholders and government. Events and happenings during the last election and during the Awaso West Wagon by-election create considerable doubts about the genuineness of some of the commitments that we might make today. There also remains the vexed question of the use of thugs dressed in security service uniforms to intimidate and brutalize citizens during elections. How can we tell these thugs from the professional members of the security services, especially when they carry no name tags and they conceal their faces with facial masks, popularly called Azugu masks? I'll suggest to the IGP to instruct the arrest and detention of any such persons during the election and to be kept until the election is over. These are legitimate questions that must satisfactorily be accounted for to give true meaning to this peace pact, lest it remains just a piece of paper. We in the NDC have in the recent past expressed the above reservations, and we look forward to hearing conclusively on the steps taken to address these. In conclusion, let us all pledge to promote peace during these elections. Let us work together to create an environment that is conducive for free, fair, and peaceful elections. We owe it to ourselves, to our children, and future generations to preserve the peace and stability that our dear country, Ghana, has enjoyed for so long. God bless our homeland, Ghana. I thank you.
Former President John Dramani Mahama, who is a flag bearer of the NDC there, will be hearing from the Peace Council as well as the IGP shortly. We'll also be hearing from the Chief Justice and the other political parties who are also contesting this election. But in the meantime, let me go on to the phone lines now and bring in Dr. Asa Asante, who is political science lecturer at the University of Ghana. Doc, I'm grateful to you for joining here. Now, you've listened to all the presidential candidates speak there, and just now you've heard the former president and Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia. Your thought on what happened today?
I must say that I did not listen to all of them. Just a few, but I get an inkling as to what is it that they're putting across. Basically, they are talking about the need to have peace before, during, and after election. Brilliant idea. And the fact that they've all signed to commit themselves into that process is fine. But as to whether that works is another thing.
So you heard there former President Mahama enumerating certain things he feels the Peace Council should work on. Beyond the signing, what else do you expect to happen before we go on to the election day proper on December 7th?
I expect that from now up to election and even beyond, anything that we see that is on board, we report, and it is addressed. Beyond that, we want anybody who crosses the lines to be what dealt with as required by law. So we expect equal playing field to exist. We expect the security to be professional, and we expect that all of us will be law-abiding.
And beyond today, what should happen? I mean, there are some issues that the NDC raised. What should happen between now and then, the election day?
Yeah, beyond today, we expect that all the materials that we need for the elections will be delivered on time. We expect that there shouldn't be any violence whatsoever. If there is, the security people know how to deal with it. But when you come to the election proper, we don't expect a repeat of that ugly spectacle that took place in Asin North, where 8 people were shot dead and nobody talked about it. I am disappointed in the sense that, yes, those who call for this peace path is a good thing, but it doesn't mean anything when what we want to prevent do okay. And leaders of this society, especially those who call for this path to be signed, they remain quiet about it. I am so disappointed. I heard a statement from the Kali Issue Conference chairman saying that people should punish those who don't sign. Yes, those who sign and things happen and they don't talk, what happens to them too? All right, we expect that we should make the playing field equal and that what is wrong must be condemned by everybody. Otherwise, this will remain what? An exercise in futility where you sign all these things and something happens and the state is quiet about it as if nothing has happened. Even one person, if one person dies, is bad enough to undermine the fortunes of this democracy. So we expect all the players who are committing themselves today to be resolute and stand firm and make sure that anything that comes out that is not in connection with the rules of the game, they are dealt with. And that if there is something wrong, we expect all those who have signed today and all those who caused it to be signed to be what? To do the needful by standing up and saying that this is wrong and that we should what? Be able to prepare for courts and seek redress. That is the way to go. Otherwise, you can sign this thing and it will not mean anything to anybody.
Do stay with me because I want to pick your thought on something. But let me bring in now Reverend Father Clement Kwesi Ejeyi, Secretary General of the Catholic Bishops Conference. Very Reverend, I'm grateful to you for joining here. Now, earlier in the day, your president said that, and that's what Dr. Asasanti was saying, that whoever doesn't sign should be punished. Now they've all signed. But beyond just the signing, how do we ensure that all of them, all parties, are tied onto whatever you agreed on?
Thank you very much. And let me greet you and tell your listeners. Yes, we just left the place. And what we expect everyone to do is to make sure that the peace pact that has been signed will be put into action. Hello?
I'm with you, sir. I'm with you, Reverend.
Yeah, because I'm hearing some echoes. I'm hearing echo from my side. Yes, that whatever has been signed should be put into action. And that one lies on all of us. But when you listen to them, all those people speaking, the police, they came to tell us how prepared they are, the strategies they have put in place, so that even during the election itself and after, and so before, there will be peace. And I was very happy. EC King pointed at the things that they've done. And so to make sure that there's transparency, and that was good. Because normally, and the judiciary, also came to tell us what they have also put in place to make sure that if there is any complaints and so on, they were able to handle it as judiciary. So it means it's like all the stakeholders, all the national institutions who are supposed to play their roles, all of them are trying to play their role very well.
But what is left for me
is that of the political parties and their candidates. You see, Mahama said, for me, he was right. He had the right to complain. He had the right to complain. I mean, do you go into election just to fight, for someone to die. I mean, that's what the essence of election is. It's an opinion that we're expressing. You want this person, or you want that person, or that person. Let's express it. But for someone to die, to be killed because somebody is seeking for power, a position, I mean, it is not. It is neither here nor there. In fact, it is not. It is not good at all. So we must all try as much as possible to prevent what happened at the last election from happening again.
I'm grateful that you bring that in. Now, this is not new. This is something we did in 2020, but we saw what happened. People lost their lives. Till today, people have not gotten justice for what happened. So how do we ensure that though we've all signed, people will be held accountable for what happens beyond today?
Yes. It is not good that people haven't had justice. Because without justice, there wouldn't be peace. And people will still sit back and say, when it's my turn, I will also retaliate. So, I mean, the needful must be done. The powers that be, they must make sure that those who died, who lost their lives, I mean, they have to go to court. And a court to look through. See, rather than letting it just be. Because someone is killed, what do? There must be investigations and so on and so on. Otherwise, it will continue. And I tell you, this for the first time, since we got into the Fourth Republic, this for the first time someone has died. Somebody has been beaten and so on, it's happened. But should it continue? It shouldn't. Mama was right for bringing it up. Just to remind us that the signing alone is not enough. That one is true. It has its own positive aspect. In fact, it comes down earth. And our people, they're not with, when they see their leaders speak, they listen. Oh, my man has signed peace pact, and therefore I'm saying, yeah, it's okay, it's going to be peace. At least it calms the nerves of Ghanaians. That's a fight. And it's also the fact that it means we must all work towards that peace that we need. Well, they gave beautiful speeches, and it's good. I mean, our business as well, it's good. But you must put into action whatever you signed. And that one, all of us, the political parties, they should stop inciting their electorates. They should stop misinformation and disinformation from them so that you will be at par. Because lies can even take certain actions that they should not take. Just go to the polling station, go, just take your ballot, go and twist it in the box. That's all. This one, too, someone has tried to die for it. It's all because of how they have trained their followers, the kind of information they have given to their followers. That's what happens. So please, for me, what I would tell the political parties is that they should be careful what they say, especially this could just let about some few days, maybe 9 days or so. They should be careful how they incite their people, the kind of information they give to their people. So they just go, cast your ballot, and come home. When it's time for you, you can go there Sunday. And then, because you have a rep there. I mean, why should somebody lose his voice? Because you want to ascend. That's not the fact that what has happened is no good. You all condemn it. And justice must be done, and must also be free, being done. You shouldn't just have and that's some kind of investigation and so on, and a commission is.
No tienes que esperar a que te paguen para finalmente invitar a tus papás a comer. Solo te tiene que salir una oferta de sus favoritos en el McDonald's app. Ahorra con el app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. En McDonald's participantes.